We've teased you enough, but it's time. April 17, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The OG RRLC Reggie's jersey is fucking for sale.
It is for sale, and you do not want to miss it. I cannot express how much I fucking love these things. They are unreal, mate. You do not want to miss them.
We've got a high thread count. We've got a big white collar. We've got the traditional V. It is three-quarter sleeve. It is everything that the fucking RRLC is put in a jersey.
Everything we promised, and it's for sale. April 17, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, thereggies.com.au. I'll see you there.
Get amongst it.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Field is set, ready to run. Stand by for a start. And they're racing. Give them a cheer, Australia, wherever you're listening. What a win in a cup we'll never forget.
Welcome back to the Reggie's Punch Show, where three blokes who could have been anything decided to have fun instead. Before we get into it, everyone, remember, gamble responsibly, got to say that. And massive shout out to the sponsor of the show, Bluebet.
Fucking oath.
Fuck yeah.
Download the app. Start betting with them because they're the true blue Aussie bookie. They're the underdog bookie, and we fucking love it because Australia loves an underdog.
And go give them a follow on the socials too. They're always putting up shit, having a crack and having a laugh and playing shit golf and taking the piss out of wrestling and just right up my alley.
They're the underdog of the bookie world,
yeah,
a bit like us. We're the underdogs of the podcast world. We're it's just sniffing just behind Joe Rogan there.
Yeah.
And, you know, Aussies love an underdog. So.
Yeah. Fuck no.
Where are we going?
Since Tuesday.
Everyone's pumped. Yeah. I can just tell today when we were chatting that you two especially are pumped because you can do your little fucking same game multis.
Yeah. Oh!
Footy. Oh, I got the footy back, so but more importantly, back. We got the same games back.
Mate, yeah, I'm fucking really loving the Punch Show at the moment. So it's like I've been looking forward to this all day. It was a fucking big day, but like I said, been looking forward to this. Apologies in advance for the amount of multis. I'm letting them off the chain today. I'll probably ease back in a couple of weeks, but I'm so excited that I'm just going to fucking.
But they're first up.
And they're going to win.
The multis are first up after a 6 month spell.
That's right. The multis, it's like fucking they are chewing at the bit to be released.
There's going to be a lot, I feel. I think another thing with the Punch Show that I love, it's Thursday night when we record.
I know.
So it's like I'm so fucking telly for the weekend.
It's nice and late too. Like
that's right.
Yeah, and it's Friday tomorrow. It's my last day in my section tomorrow, actually, before I start the traineeship.
Yep.
Still at the same place, but just go and start the traineeship.
They're going to give you like a fucking mug or anything, you reckon?
Bro, we had the best fucking barbecue I've ever had at work today. It was nuts.
How good is that?
How good is
a work barbecue? It just picks morale up.
Fuck yeah.
It took the first and second year, and Pete, who always cooks it, the TA, it took him like 2.5 hours to cook the
carrots.
It was steak, snags, bacon, eggs, but then there was Portuguese seasoned chicken.
Oh.
Like this big slaw, fucking all the buns, the bread, beetroot, pineapple, hash browns. It was nuts.
That's company awesome. Paying for that one.
I don't know. I offered, but I'm glad that they didn't take me up on it.
Yeah, that is brilliant.
So that was good. Something I quickly want to share with you. So as much as I'm pumped, I'm a little bit pissed off. I had a bit of a scam incident happen to me today, which didn't fucking realise it can still happen to young blokes who use technology as much as I do.
Was it the ATO?
No. It was not. So I'm sitting in class at TAFE, look down at my phone, and I see an email come through from GYG.
Guzman.
I love to use the app. I always do when I give me your order. Go in there, order it, pick it up. You get rewards points and shit.
I'm a slut for the app.
Yeah, it's so fucking good. And get an email saying your order is ready for pickup, Cranbourne, Victoria. And I went, I didn't order anything for Cranbourne, Victoria. What the fuck is this? Open me app. There's a $100 order for someone to fucking has like scammed, logged into me app because your card's on there, preset, and they've just fucking gone bang. I'll have $100 worth of goozies, thanks.
You reported it?
Reported it, deleted my account, screenshot it, rang up the bank and was like, what has happened here? Like, cancel my card. He's like, yeah, no worries. Even had a laugh with him. Was like, out of everything, why the fuck yeah. is my GYG app been scammed?
Bro, do you know what he ordered? Like, do you have the...
Yeah.
I want to know, like, $100 worth of guzzy well, is actually a decent amount of fucking
So he's
tucker.
Gone three chicken burrito bowls in large meals, and he's added beef into the burrito bowls as well.
Oh, well.
Beef shit. And chicken.
Shit.
We've got a serial killer in our fucking hands.
That'd be fucking good.
Yeah, I reckon. I might run
So, one. Yeah, he's... And the worst thing was I even got a notification saying, your order's been picked up. So I was like, those fucking
so
cunts
the dirty
are sitting
cunts
there
eating,
eating their fucking lunch.
And he'll never get caught.
Never.
No, I'm not even. If I was you, because you'll get the coin back, I'd be just clapping that.
23-day investigation. I literally sat there and hey, went, props Jace. To the boys.
Jace yeah. got fucked.
Oh,
that was
yes.
me too. Jace got fucked. There he is.
Yeah,
on your Jace.
That.
He got hold.
Yeah.
Well done. Oi, boys, one thing that I've overlooked, you know how I was lipping on the show, on the normal show, about how, you know, the missus doesn't know that it's only the one day of footy.
Oh, you fucking rah, have rah, overlooked rah. This.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And went, you know, I'm just going to say Sunday, you know, Sunday. Turns out my own children, the twins, are turning one next week. So we're having the party on Sunday. Start time at 11.
Oh.
looked at the I so I looked at the invite that
you were invited.
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
So I looked at the invite and I went, "Fuck, where is this thing?" You know.
Yeah, yeah.
I probably should know. No. Anyway, went and had a look and I'm thinking, please be out the back of my place, please, because if it was at the park. She's, what can you do? I can't have KO on the phone. Mm. I could,
you can't even try and hide
it'd be,
it.
Fuck, I'd be in the doghouse.
Especially yeah. if because Penrith aren't playing.
That's right. There's not even anything. Oh, no, Vegas, no. But so, but it's good. It's out the back of my place. There's the big TV on top of the fridge. So all the boys can just be pinned back against the rail, footy on.
Yeah.
Just,
that's
yeah.
a go.
But, yeah, overlooked it. Shit myself for a bit, but everything
could be worse.
It could, be a lot worse. It could be at the park or something.
That would be fucked.
We've both done one of your kids first at the park.
I think so.
After a big night. You should have seen this guy. That's a story for another time.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, we'll touch on that another time. I had no shoes. Steaming in off fucking 10 seconds sleep, dirty feet, blowing up balloons just in the corner.
No, he was out the front of my place and for like real time, I reckon 3, maybe 4 minutes straight, he had the phone to his ear and didn't say one word.
Oh. Just getting ripped into.
Oh,
well warranted too.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Mate, I think I was in Axel Makey's shed at 4:45 in the morning. And it was Evie Ann's first birthday at Macca's in the morning the next day. And I give her a text on the way home, which is real smart from Axel's. Hey, babe, just heading to bed now. Anyway.
You know what I'd love to be doing?
What's that?
I'd love to be playing a clip of all the winners from last week.
Mm.
Oh, but guess what? Fucking Adam's nephew. Gilly has lost his phone in an Uber in Melbourne last night. He went down to see Blink-182.
Mm.
He emailed me this afternoon. This is that fucking Reggie. It hurts me. At about 4:35 o'clock and said, hey, mate, I've lost the dog and bone.
Oh.
I'll still be able to get the thumbnail up for the morning and everything. All good. No dramas. And I went, oh, yeah, do you have last week's, you know, print clip? Oh, nah.
Oh,
it's all good. Don't worry. Let's go through them.
Mm.
Real quick, I'm going to get the Instagram post up. This is a bit of a different one. So, Groper's bets. We don't have to worry about those because there was no winners there.
Or mine. So,
or
just skip the first two.
We've skipped the first two. Tommy Now, you've tin-assed the group one because yours got scratched, so you keep your 5 units.
Yeah.
But in the championships, you had 5 units on Ortega by submission at $4.60. Well done there.
Thanks, mate.
Nothing for Keto. Nothing for Rocket. Very unlucky. Ran second in the group one there.
Does that quite often, doesn't he?
Back to Lady of Camelot, yeah. And here we go, the main one. So Pedro's old boys, Betty, went a 6-leg EPL multi.
Mm-hmm.
Ballsy, didn't get many legs, but in the group one, he had 3 units of win, 2 units of place on Hayasugi at $20
Cha-ching.
And $5.
Well,
fucking ching.
Well played. He is just streaked up
so,
the top.
That was a 65-unit profit.
Well,
from that bet.
Me.
That's a good one.
Barbary, nope. And Button. Now, this is big news here coming when we get to the B1 segment because there is next, there is might be a new B1. So, Button's nothing in the group one. His big old place multi that he has each week went no good, but he had 3 units, a win, Rose Hill Race 2, Belvedere Boys at $3.40, and it won. So, and the listeners fucking... You know how we were giving shit about going,
yeah,
to, the
going to the trials?
Reggie game, Broncos versus Manly. Well, Bronx shit in, the Warriors shit
just
in.
Pumped
and
him
they,
in the second half.
Dragons v Tigers, he went to that game, last week's listener. Strange game to go to.
Very.
He went to Tigers, the Dragons won, thank Christ.
Oi, do you know what I love about the listener thing, right? Is any lip we get from him, it's like, oh, you can't. You're grouped in with the listeners. How you's going at the moment?
Yeah.
Hey, how you's going? All of you cunts.
Oi, actually, I was meant to fucking say this on the sports show. We haven't had one bet yet and we're 10 minutes in, but.
Not like us.
Tom Miles. He's a RLC member.
Yep.
Frequents the comments quite often. He's been into me. Ooh. You know, into us.
Okay.
About the jerseys.
Yeah.
Oh. He's, there was a little, it was a funny one. It was something about, oh, where was. Someone said, oh, where was this or where was such and such? And old mate just goes, yeah, with the jerseys. I just went, fuck off, Tom. I want to ask him if he could please get X amount of jerseys in a shorter time frame.
Yeah.
We've got 3 samples. We've got a sample that we could all wear.
I think
but
I think it's good that we've covered now that they're still happening because I suppose we probably said they were going to be here for the season and they've probably thought, oh, these cunts have definitely done nothing. But rest assured, they're coming.
It wasn't just an idea.
And it's coming for a good time to start wearing them because they're not just the cheap fuck-ass ones that every club does now. They're the old school, nice material, comfy as fuck, warm jerseys.
Yeah. Like, we got 3 or 4 samples sent over.
Yeah.
And like... sent it, like gave them feedback and said change this, change that.
Change the fitting so they fit right.
Yeah, there was extra material where it didn't need to be. And once we got the final one, it was like bang, pull the trigger.
Yeah.
And I'll just be straight up honest with you, they're due to get here at the start of March or mid-March. Mm. So that's fucking 2 weeks away.
And
whether we have delays there or not, years will get
and
over
once,
it,
once we know they're coming here, she'll be getting fucking sold.
I'll be wearing one every week.
That's right. Yeah. It'll be getting sold a couple of weeks after that. So
honestly, timed perfectly because, round one starts this weekend, but it is still like the fucking – feels like the middle of summer.
If
so.
I don't see fucking Tom Miles on the website 2 hours before the drop waiting.
Sniffing right there.
Sniffing. Fucking go off.
Well, and that's the other thing too, though. The way they are and the way they're getting made and that, it's going to be like a yearly thing as well. So, like, this version of the jersey will be this 2024.
It'll be exclusive to this
next
season.
Year it will be a bit different. So, yeah, it's fucking exciting.
Don't miss it.
Yeah, I can't
Don't
wait.
Don't fucking miss
I
it.
I can't wait to start wearing it.
Me too.
Yeah. Righto. Oh, boy, how's me fucking greyhound last week too? I backed Salad Dodger in the greys, watching the races on Saturday. Horse going around.
Oh, yeah, didn't
Salad
someone,
Dodger.
Someone put that
at
in
Tun
there.
Curry.
Oh.
$55 it paid across the totes.
Fuck me.
Fuck
Wrong
you.
Animal, mate.
Now, no, let's get into the championships.
The champions.
The champions.
The champions.
Champions.
I'm going to keep explaining what it's about each week, just
for the first few.
Yep. Out of the 3 of us and the listeners to see who the greatest punter is, out of us 3, not the world.
Yeah, well, pretty much.
So We get a listener on every week, any sport, any race, bet on anything, you get 5 units to spend. We get 5 units to spend. Who wants to kick us off?
Well, who have we done the spreadsheet up? Because I know Jace had a good win. And I did it today. I want to see where Jason and I
We'll
sort
be
of...
close because I fucking didn't get a single bet last week.
Yeah, I just wouldn't mind seeing
definitely where lost my 5 units in the championship.
Well, I can tell you one thing. The listeners are shit.
Ooh. The listeners are on negative 15.
They haven't had a win.
Mm.
Nah, Tommy's streaking. So Tommy's, Tommy's positive 24 and a half units.
Cool.
Think of that as $10. There's $240.
That's good. Hell.
Jace, you're plus 3.4 units.
Not as good as I thought.
I'm minus 9. Mm-mm. And the listeners are minus 15.
So, don't bark too much, boys, until you pull your fucking fingers.
Imagine
out.
When they get the first win, they're going to be fucking in the RFC, man. Barking.
Do you reckon it'll be like keto, where the further they get behind, the
bigger
hungry-
the bets? Yeah, you don't want to be doing that.
Yeah.
Pedro's in the ultimate position in the segment coming up in the Group 1 segment where he's just got 55 units to play with now.
He can fucking relax for a few fucking months if he wants to.
Right.
So who wants to go? Because, Tommy, you're in front, so why don't
he can do the honours.
You do the honours.
All right, boys. Righto. So I'm heading to Vegas. I'm going to have a go at the footy, and I'm chucking a few multis on just in this sort of segment. I'll tell you the reason why. The first game features probably the top two teams I normally have a stab at with me multis. That's like Rabbitohs and Manly. There's always second rowers and wingers and they're high-scoring teams. Like when they start a roll on, anytime try scorers are fucking prime and overs normally is a go-to with them. And they're honestly the two teams that I've cleaned up on the most. So
that's a good shout for Rabbits.
Yeah.
Because when they're on, they score.
Rabbits and fucking Manly. Yeah. Like Turbo, fucking the wingers, Olakau'atu.
Very high-scoring game I think we've got coming up.
So I was pretty fucking pumped that I could just spray multis all around the joint on this cunt. So because of that, I'm having two stabs on this one game, a safety and a fucking swing. So the safety, I'm going a four-leg multi. I'm going Manly to win 1-12. I think it'll be high-scoring, but it'll be close. Over 40.5 points, Alex Johnson to score and Turbo to score.
Nice.
That's paying $9.50.
Nice.
I think it's touch and go on who wins the game, but I do think it'll be high scoring. And if it is high scoring, those two fucking score. So $9.50, I'm putting 2 units on that.
Nice, man.
Copy.
Me swing. So, and I don't even think this is a swing, but the odds say it's a swing.
It's deceiving.
I've gone a 3-leg try scorer multi. No result, just try scorers. Now, Hamole Olakau'atu is the first one. He's a big, strong weapon on the edge, hanging off Cherry Evans. He fucking runs hard, scores a lot of tries. That's the first one. Cherry Evans is the second one. He's a good support player. Like, watch him sniffing around when Turbo makes a break, when Olakau'atu makes a break. He's even scored a fair few intercept tries.
Mm-hmm.
Features pretty, like, just a prolific sort of try scorer when you don't see him straight away. And then the last one, AJ, a shoe-in for me every time Souths play. I've got to put him in there.
You've got
to. Yep. So just those three to score is paying $31.
Oh.
And I've got 1 unit on it. I just think that is not out of the realms of possibility to happen, not just those three to cross. So that's the first two. And the last one, I'm going.
There's more.
Yep.
So it's only 5 units.
So I've got 2 units left. Broncos versus Roosters. I'm going a simple one here, a 3-leg multi. I'm going Broncos minus 3.5. Dean Mariner and Reece Walsh to score a try. That's paying $7, and I've got 2 units on that.
Great
bet. Beautiful. That is nice because I've got similar odds for my two Vegas bets.
Nice. So, yeah, that's me and the championships, boys. I'm fucking just chewing.
Yeah, that's fucking real nice.
Having multis back is just
you're
so
you're getting, like,
good.
$1.90 for Johnston to score at any time.
Yeah, it's just you just throw it in. Yeah. There's no way you leave him out.
Halfway
anytime.
Through the season here, we have him to pay $1.40 and $1.50 and shit, surely.
Yeah.
Anyway, you want to go?
Yep, I'll kick it
have
off.
Have you got any left?
What's that?
Like, have you got any left for other segments? Or
yeah, was that? Are you sure that wasn't all three segments?
Yeah. No, yeah. I've got some. I've actually got another multi in the old boys, but I've thrown a couple of ponies
in. There's infinite possibilities.
I'll probably put
just
more.
Just over two games. Wait,
I'll be putting more on myself.
Yeah, me too. Righto. So, start off. We've got a 3-leg multi, Vegas. I was never not going there. First leg, Bronx head to head. I think we're too strong for the Roosters. And then I've got two try scorers. Piakura, anytime.
Nice.
Ooh, he scored those two tries in preseason, and I think just hanging off that fucking little short ball, nice low overs
Brewster's
line.
Hard.
He runs a good overs line, doesn't he?
He does. So he will just be there an option all the time. And then Selwyn, Cobbo, anytime. Ooh, I think he's going to just beast in the centres. He will fucking dominate that back line. That's paying $13.
Ooh.
Throwing two units on that. And then for my other three units, I've got a two-leg win multi in the ponies, which my humble opinion, I just believe it's not losing at all.
It's immoral.
Yes.
I'm saying the M word tonight too for a couple, which you should never do.
Yep. And I will agree with you on that one. So first leg, Randwick Race 7, Fangirl.
Yeah, bro.
Second leg, Flemington Race 8, Riff Rocket. Two horses that need no explaining on the show. They've been backed before, both so fucking impressive first up this autumn, and their class will just be on display. Again, this Saturday, so with Bluebet, we're getting $4 odds with the boost on that one.
Ooh.
So that is where my last three units are going for the championships.
That's a great bet.
Can you? It is.
Well, I think that's value for them too.
Can you use $4? Can that be used like the boost?
How do you have to use the boost?
How are we using
I'm testing
that?
The waters here.
No, you can't do that.
I think it was like $3.70.
That was like a listener thing.
Otherwise, I would have boosted me swing.
I think it's $3.70-ish without
just for
boost,
the paperwork.
I'm happy with that. That's like
had to nip you there.
I test the waters, and if he's let it, I would be like, sweet.
That's a great bet, though.
That is a really good bet. So
doing a similar one.
I'll sort of talk about a bit of Riff Rocket coming up in my championships bet. So I'll go with the Vegas first. I'm having two units on a Vegas same game multi.
The boys love it.
Well, you told me we probably should, so I thought, fuck it.
We can we should.
I'm spreading the wings. I think we got her. So three-legger for me, same game. This is for the South Manly game.
Yep.
South to win, ALJ. AJ to score and Jason Saab to score anytime. Nice and simple. $7 you're getting. Which I just thought, like you said $9 for your four-legger before, and I had to check that mine was right, saying seven.
Nah, that's...
Yeah, I just think that's awesome. Couple of wingers and South to win.
The simplest multi of
one. The hardest one, I think, is putting a winner. Result in.
That's
the hardest fucking bit with this like close game.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And then I've got three units left, and because my three-leg win multi on the horses went so well last week, I'm having another kick. So three-leg win multi, but two of them, two legs don't count. Because Storm Boy's back this weekend.
Oh, it's like $1.30.
He's an absolute moral.
Yeah.
Oh, his trial. He won his trial by fucking eight lengths or something. Like, it was insane. He goes to the front, burns the candle at both ends, and then still kicks. Like,
so you reckon just responsibly load Bluebet?
You
just
can't,
get
though. You're going to have to have it in a multi because he's $1.30.
Yeah.
So I had $1.32. I think he's $1.30 now, which is value, by the way. Randwick Race 7, number 9, Fangirl in the very elegant. Just quickly, I want to touch on that because Melbourne Cup winning mare unfortunately passed away a week and a half ago.
Yes.
I was flustered last week, boys, and we sort of didn't get to it.
Yeah.
But this race is called the Very Elegant Stakes, and this was decided months ago.
Yeah.
They were going to change the name of this race and they were going to call it the Very Elegant Stakes. Mm. And then she's obviously passed away. So the timing is obviously good because now we get to talk about her more and everything like that.
Definitely.
Now, Fangirl's way too good here. $1.50. She opened at $1.30. No one touched it. And then the bookie slowly crept it out.
Said, come here.
Until they got to when punters were like, right, we'll have a little bit on her now.
Yeah.
So $1.55. They're two morals. They're already home. So all we needed was a third leg.
Mm.
And I've gone to the Australian Guineas as well, Jace. I've got in here, what a return to racing from the toppy Riff Rocket.
Yes.
But I'm not backing it.
True.
I should say.
Woo.
So V8, he's third up, 1,600 now. And he was only 1.5 lengths off Mr. Brightside, second up over 1,400 in a group one. 3 weeks between runs, targeted for this race. Riff Rocket, very, very hard to beat, but V8 looks set to run well. Hopefully he can run top three for me multi because I've just got it in there to place.
Oh, yeah.
All up, you're getting $5.32 on Bluebet, and I'm having three units on that.
Nice, so, mate.
I just figure you got to play around Storm Boy and Fangirl because they should be winning, let's be honest. So it's almost like just them two, you got $2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, even that's good to just go 5 units, $2, bang. Yeah. But
I was going to put Storm Boy in as well, but it was, yeah, like $1.30. And I went, is there even any point?
Yeah, with the odds and that. Now, yeah. No, anyway, it's all good. I got $5.32, yeah, 3 units on that. Let's hear from our mighty listener.
So who we got again? Who is he?
Ah, oh, fucking Mitch. Put me on the spot. Mitch Amos.
Amos.
The big Moss.
Come on. You need a lift.
Yeah, lift
for you. Need a lift for your fucking
mates. Do you reckon they're fucking, are they communicating?
Well, they need to get, have they got like a group chat to talk amongst the plans?
They've got a fucking whole group. There's 5,000 people in there.
Fire up, Reggie's.
There'd be blokes messaging saying, you need to fucking win this week. Us boys are in the fucking mud.
You know what I hope? I hope there's heaps of messages like, come on, cunt, we need to win. But when they lose, fucking don't go spraying them, for fuck's sake.
Yeah. At the end of the day, it's punting.
Imagine you'd be off it. Imagine getting your one shot. Like an 8 mile sort of shit. Mum spaghetti vibes.
Yeah.
And you fucking shit the bed.
Oh. Oh, well. Anyway, it's their time. You reckon it's their time? It's their time.
Well, they're due.
I don't think it is.
They're due.
They might get a win, but they're not going to beat us.
Oh.
See if they can walk the walk.
Well, they're currently 40 units behind Tom. Mm. So.
Hey, g'day, Reggie's Big Mitch here. Listener's bet for the week, thanks to Bluebet. First off, the 3 units, 3-leg multi with the Bronx 13+, Reece Walsh to bag a double.
Oh!
And Dom Cobbo anytime try scorer. Oh, the last 2 units.
He's a bro.
Another 3-leg multi with South to win, Tommy Turbo and Alex Johnson to go over.
Oh,
hopefully we can start bringing some back on these silly Queensland idiots. The Moya, the fucking Moya.
Yeah. Boy, that first bet. I thought
he was a Bronx supporter for sure.
Boy, I actually liked that first one. I was looking at it going, I really like Bronx 13+, but I haven't seen enough yet. But he's just put it out there. What's he going? Walshy
to bag a double.
I've got to have a look at the odds of that.
He set him, didn't he?
I don't think so.
Yeah. For fuck's sake, Mitch.
So he's gone. Let me just quickly look. I'm on the Bluebet app. We're going to go Bronx 13+ into Walshy double, was it?
Yeah. Yep. Cobbo anytime as
you
well.
Fucking Cobbo anytime. Rascal.
That's interesting because he's going to play on Manu.
Two tries, Reece Walsh. And then anytime, who have we got as well?
Selly.
We're looking at $36 from the listeners.
Wow.
Just swinging.
That is a swing.
If he took the Walshy double out, I'd be like, fucking fair bet, but the double is just so.
And the 13. Ballsy. Oh, yeah.
Cobbo bet, I love. That's a fucking great bet.
See how all the legs work with each other? So
yeah,
if
that's
they're
going
to win 13+, yeah, then the chances of Reece score is higher.
Well done, bro. What was his other one?
Was 2 units in the South game, and it was
Turbo
and AJ.
And Raps
that'd be
to
about
win
seven. Yep. That'd be about South 7 bucks.
Yeah, South to win. And we're going
7 or 8
anytime.
Maybe.
Listeners, next time, tell us your odds, boys. I'm just fucking frothing this shit, so I need to know.
Yeah, look at him.
Alex Johnson.
We haven't even heard from the old boys, Barbs or Button, and we've already had 700 rugby multis
so
over two games.
So Rabbitohs, Johnson and Turbo, $8, which is, that's a rock solid one.
Yeah, how good are the rock solid boys? $7, $8 multis for
two
a couple
or three
of fucking
legs.
Wings?
See,
I just think that's like, and the best thing that I like about me rugby multis is, you only need to win one every 2 or 3 weeks if you're not going crazy.
Exactly.
To fucking stay on, you know.
Stay persistent with it.
Yeah.
Righto, that was fucking off to a fucking red-hot start here.
The boys are just hanging off Vegas.
Yeah.
Even though we're not there, we're
going blue. You gotta.
Yeah.
Now, play the stinger for the B1 segment.
B1, are you betting what I'm betting? I think I am, B2.
How good is that?
It's fucking
funny every time.
Oh.
We got a couple great friends of the show. Tommy Button, owner, head trainer of TBR. Now, I've done something that we don't normally do, boys, and I had a little listen to only one of his bets today. I just got it early and I couldn't help myself. And there might be a little listener exclusive coming up.
True.
Of one of his own runners tomorrow. Today as you're listening. So anyway, yeah, head trainer at TBR, and TBR get a good mention here. And then another bloke who's been with us from the start, Tommy Barbary. Foreman now, LJ Goff. Yep. No Barks, I don't reckon, this week.
No, but
yeah, they're going to go head-to-head. Tell us who the superior tipster out of the two horse trainers are.
And to give them a bit of insight, Barbary was B1 coming into this from a previous thing.
That's right. He was. So he started B1 because a horse he trains beat another horse that Button trains home at the Millions Day.
So they started level, but he was B1.
Yep. And he was also in front on the spreadsheet.
Yep.
So
at the end of the year, whoever is in front units-wise is crowned B1.
That's right.
For the 24 season.
Well, it chops and changes each
week.
But
while we're going, we couldn't just let Barbs be B1 all year.
No, because imagine if Button streaked 100 units in front.
So we've had a bit of a swap this week. For the first week, we've got a new B1. So I let them both know. I said, look, boys, there's been a change. Do with it what you want. So I think we should hear from Button first.
We have to.
It's B1.
B1 supremacy.
Reggie's. Well, we knew it was coming. B1 TBR here. Well, I said I was coming for you, Big Girth, and I went straight past you like Fangirl did a few weeks ago. Have a good year back there, son. Reggie's, I found a couple of really good things, and we know I'm a slut for an all-up, so I'm going to have an all-up. In fact, I'm going to have two of them.
Ooh.
I'm going to go to Sydney. Race 4, number 1, Storm Boy. This horse is the Golden Slipper favourite. He'll win this. He'll win this easy, and he'll remain the Golden Slipper favourite and probably win it. From there, I'll go Sydney, race 7, number 9, Fangirl. As we know, tipped it a few weeks ago. Think this horse will go through this preparation unbeaten. Very, very good horse and going very well. Then I'll go Sydney, race 10, number 2, Coal Crusher. But I'll have him the place. So I'll go Storm Boy the win, Fangirl the win, and Coal Crusher the place. Love for that. 4 units. And with my other one unit, you heard it earlier, I'm going another multi, Melbourne race 4, number 5, Drifting. Melbourne race 6, number 6, Another Will. Melbourne race 7, number 8, Astriella. Melbourne race 8, number 2, V8. Melbourne race 9, number 2, A Tissue. $1 place multi. That's my 5 units. For listeners only, TBR will be heading to Cairns on Friday. So as this comes out, TBR will be on the road, headed north, and has 2 runners up there. I think they're both very good chances. The one in race 2, the Maidener, Aolani, she's been working very well, and I'll be disappointed if she doesn't run extremely well. Good luck. And remember, the more ya, the more ya.
Yeah. So this is backstory on why I had to listen.
Yeah.
Talk to him today. I dead set without – so I've ended up putting V8 as my third leg with Storm Boy and Fangirl. Mm-hmm. I had the exact same thing written in my notes for Coal Crusher the place.
Yeah.
And I went, fuck off. And then I was tossing up anyway, and I ended up going with V8. And spoiler alert, I may have Coal Crusher in another segment coming up later, but fuck, it was spinny. And how good are the listener exclusives?
Yeah, they're great.
We haven't had many. Very disappointed if it doesn't run extremely well. That's good.
That's coming literally from the bloke who's watching it get into its work.
That's right. So that doesn't mean it's going to win.
It's just like I'm pretty pumped with how it's going, and I'd be very surprised if it doesn't run really well.
That's exactly right. How good. And a bit of lip too at the start.
Oh, it is warranted. It is well warranted. A bit of lip. At a change of lead, always follows with a bit of lip.
Yeah, it'll come back too.
Oh, fucking
hell. Return of serve.
Oh, it'll come back.
It's very tight, isn't it? It's like 3 units between
the mate, there's a whimpering cattle dog with a shaking tail ready to hit the lead again and just go. Like, just carry on.
Oh, righto.
The fucking chain is tight.
It is choking. Yeah.
It's a tightrope. Chain. Righto, let's hear from him.
Reggie's. Well, no barking this week, boys. First week the cattle dog hasn't had a collect for about 4 weeks, I reckon. We've all had days like that, but I'm going to turn it around this week. Hopefully Gropes gives us an update on the old B1 versus B2 leaderboard this week. I'd say we'd probably nearly be level pegging, but I'm not going to squawk just in case the big red Girth's taken the mantle. He did have a winner last week where I had fuck all. Anyway, this week I've got a best bet and I'm having a swing with a multi. So my best this week comes up in Sydney, race 3, Randwick race 3, the Tab Highway. One of the rare occasions where Matty Dunn doesn't have a runner. He normally dominates these and wins them for fun.
It's like a chook raffle. If you don't win it, you haven't got a ticket. So, but Paul Massara and Leah Gavranich do, and it's number two, Perennial. Three starts, three wins. Nunda Aaron Bullock looks to map to get a lovely run from barrier five. I think it'll just be too good for these guys and go four from four here. $4, and I'll be having three units on it. Sydney, race three, number two, Perennial. Three units. With my other two units this week, like I said earlier, I'm having a multi, a six-leg win multi. I'm fucking swinging, boys.
What the fuck?
Flemington, race one, number four, Sands Doubt. Flemington, race eight, number one, Riff Rocket. Flemington, race nine, number two, A Tissue. Up to Sydney to Randwick, race four, number one, Storeboy. Randwick, race six, number one, Manal. Into Randwick, race seven, number nine, Fangirl. I'm going to have two units on it at a whopping $196.17, boosted with Bluebet at the time of recording.
Well, you can't boost it.
Keep it stiff, lads. Happy punting.
Wow. Holy fuck, is that the highest odds we've ever had on this show?
Do you know what? I love that that's why the unit thing's good, right? Because the boys can swing every week, and if one of us hits one of these,
it's
fucking
going to be huge.
Oh.
I had a look at a tissue. I really did, and I'm just going, fuck, man. Why is it so short? Just off its, I don't know. I didn't want to bet in the race, so I left it. But all the best.
Well, that's good. The boys are on. Change of lead, but they're neck and neck. It's pretty much as if one wins and the other doesn't, they're winning.
How good is at the moment? Yeah. Because no one's streaking. There's three units in it. There's three units in it.
Yep.
But how good's the little fucking, just in case everyone forgot, does me first week without a winner?
Yeah.
I'm not B1 anymore.
Yeah, I'm not B1, but hey,
he had that little stretch though, and he has gone well after that.
Yeah, like,
he didn't lose a dry one point. Spell. So well done to him.
And that's punting.
Not that's rocking right. it. Good on him. That's prime.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Group one, boys.
Ooh.
Group one segment.
Let's go.
It's my favourite one.
Punters are rallying around the group one winners.
The group one. And there's another group one success.
Every week that a group one's on, we're going to have a bet in it.
Yep.
There's another three or four, I think maybe three this weekend. So what we do there is someone just picks one each week because we can't sit here all night and have fucking 14 bets on every group one. So it was Barb's turn to pick. I drew all the names last week and it went Button, Barb's, fucking, I ended up last or something, I don't know.
Ugh.
But we're going to rotate through so it's not just the same person picking every week. Barb's has gone Randwick Race 8, the Surround Stakes at Randwick, obviously, in Sydney, over 1,400. Now, we should be on a Jarchi 5. We are at the moment looking to get maybe some showers on Saturday, so whether that improves.
Might turn into a klutzy.
Well, I don't think it'll get to a klutzy 8, 9 or 10.
Okay, but it's definitely not going to be a Reggie.
I don't think so.
So it's either a Jarchi.
You don't know.
Could be a Darcy 6, maybe.
Mate, honestly, could be a Darcy 6, yeah. Mm. The weather is picking the weather is the best job in the fucking world, being a weatherman, because you literally just fucking guess.
Yeah.
If it's wrong, you say, oh, well, fuck.
Can't, that's just the weather.
It just changes.
So I reckon Livio went to weather school and just got on the piss.
Hey, mate, just have a fucking stat. Honestly, it's the best job in the world.
Look up Willie Weather and just fucking run it.
There's not one bit of accountability.
Especially ever. In Gladstone, you know how you check the radar and they go, oh, the old Gladstone Dome. Yeah, it's like, we'll just fucking chuck anything on there, and if it rains, doesn't rain, the Gladstone Dome.
And it's not like the next week, it's like, hey, here you going, Livio here. Sorry I fucked up last week.
That's what I mean. There's no accountability. Anyway,
work, boys.
I'm hoping we stay on a Jarch 5, 6, something like that. Because when you get to a Reggie 3, boys, it's very hard on the horse because the ground's so hard and it's they call it like a real tough, hard run, and they don't always come through it very well. Like they're
more likelihood of joint like that's right. strains yeah. and ligament stuff.
And then when you get to a fucking klutz 8, 9, 10, it's also very hard because their fucking down. Heels are digging in. It's another hard run. So around that, like, good four to Reggie 4 to a Jarch 5's perfect, I reckon. So anyway, Surround Stakes, race 8, Randwick.
It's really.
If we have a look.
Got stuck into our weather work.
If we have a look at the Abalubet market, if this thing loads, Learning to Fly is your favourite. $3.40 favourite.
Yes.
And then you've got the horse that beat it last start, number 3, Kimochi at $6. Tis Invincible, who is also in that race at $6. We go down to Macarena at $8.50. I missed one at the top there. Tropical Squall at $7. It's first up. Waterhouse Bot Trained will lead. If Rocket's not on that, I'm not here. Yeah, so that's sort of where the market ends for me. I mean, there's a few at longer odds, like number 11, Arctic Glamour and Roll on High, and that's sort of where it's going to end for me. But awesome race.
There's a lot of fucking variety.
It was good. It was cool having a look at that.
Just quickly on the Spreddy for the Group 1.
Oh, Pedro sitting pretty at the top.
Was he, has he just been strutting around the house, Jazz?
With his red cock out.
With his red producer just wiping
for the last 5 days.
So, he's 55 units in the positive.
Well done.
Oh, Tom, you're insane. 10 in the positive because you got yours back because Bodyguard got scratched.
Yep.
And then Barb's is 2 in the positive and the rest of us are negatives.
Sweet.
Yeah, so.
How far in the negatives?
Not far. Not far. Neg 6, neg 7.
Boys, long neg season. 9. Very long season.
Plenty of time.
Plenty. Pedro with a massive lead, but hey, you deserve it if you're going to back.
That was a fucking great
going to back $20 ruffies. Fucking you deserve it.
Ones.
Good on him.
Getting it early on is impressive too. It's not like you're swinging late trying to make up ground.
So I'm thinking in my head, for a bit now. I'm going, righto, he's got the next closest to him is you on positive 10. Mm. He's got 40 units. Mm. You know, that's eight bets. A lead. Wow. So anyway, Tis Invincible for me, boys. It drew very wide first up and it was always the worry. It always sort of sits on, not on the speed, but, you know, in the first few or midfield, and had to go back to last because it drew such a wide barrier. It flew home that late though, so it was awesome. It's also going to be much better 1400. That's its, you know, that's its distance. Yep. So it got back, ran on, draws barrier 5 now, J-Max on. I think $6 is awesome value for a horse that has beaten this lot fucking 2 or 3 times already.
Yeah.
I'm going to have 3 units the win on Tis Invincible at $6.
Yep.
And then with me other 2 units, I'm going to have an each way bet on number 11, Arctic Glamour. Best last 200 metres of the race first up. It was just in behind Tis Invincible. Needs 1400 plus. Can't have it. I can't have it winning and me not having a bid on it. So I'm going to have a little unit each way on her at $17 and $4.40 the place.
Nice, mate.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Mate, the race is very, very wide. So
huge.
Yeah, it's going to be a great race.
So, yeah, other one with a lot of variety this week, which is what I like.
Yeah.
No clear-cut favourites.
No, that's right.
Yeah. Learning to Fly. So to me, Learning to Fly is 100% the one to beat because it was first up after a year and lost by a nose. Mm. So it's only going to get better. But I said anything under 350, I'm not backing it. And it got into 310, back to 340, back to 320, and I went, nah, can't back it. And that's just an odds thing. Not even a... Is it good enough? Yeah. Yes, it definitely is.
Yeah.
Definitely is good enough
but
to win.
But it's not clear cut enough you to be like, whatever odds I'm going at. Like bright side and shit like that.
Yeah.
The last couple where we're just like fucking.
I'm thinking $4, that'd be perfect. I was like, I can maybe have a go at 350, but anything under that, nah.
Yeah.
So that's fair my
call.
Thoughts.
Fair call.
Sweet. Do you want me to go?
Yeah, rip in.
Charles Tommy.
So I looked straight at this race. The first horse at the top, Tropical Squall, saw it was Waterhouse Bot Trained. Just the nostalgia of the old boy just pounding them into the earth and going pretty well. I looked at all the rest of them and just kept looking back to that horse.
You it know wasn't what the key even. Is?
What's that?
Barrier 2.
Yeah, Barrier 2, and it's a leader, so it will just ping, go to the front. And the way I look at this, with the way the race is, it's pretty tight. I know it's not getting stuck behind any horses, and it's going to put itself in a chance to fucking just be good enough to win.
Yeah.
It won't – nothing's going to get in front or – so I'm just going it straight up to win all five units on it at 750 thanks to Bluebet. Beauty. And
nice.
Yeah, I'll just – yeah, it was just, you know that time when you just look at it and you look at the others and go, yeah, but you just keep just going back.
Yeah.
And I just went, something well, keeps pulling five you on back. The cunt, let's go.
Fuck yeah.
Good love stuff.
It. Rightio. I am going on number 10, Roll On High.
Ooh.
First up here, great win at Flemington November last year. Steamed home in the last 400, I think coming from like 16th place. Beat an opponent in this race, Kimochi. And it had also had a win at Pakenham in the 1400, as well as a couple second places, so it was some really good form. I think it's only going to fire even better here in the autumn, jump from Barrier 11. Don't think that should trouble too much. We've got Billy Egan on board again, Peter Moody trained. Honestly, I think the bookies are showing no fucking respect
$14.
Here.
$14?
Yep.
Trying to follow in the old boys' footsteps.
Yep. So look honestly, you can talk, cut.
Yeah.
I was named after that, cut.
So
Waterhouse bot.
So yeah, honestly, that was a bit of the inspiration. Was last week proved that there was a couple of horses that were paying in the fucking 15s, 20s that did way better than what they should have been paying. And I think it's another case here with Roll On High. So
beautiful.
All five units going straight on the win.
Nice.
Fuck yeah, that's a nice bet.
Hopefully they'll never get run up, and then Pedro won't be sitting so fucking pretty at the top.
Never run worse than second.
Do you reckon Pedro will be crowing when we hear from him first?
He has to be.
He's got to be. No, do you reckon he'll be humble, sort of like, oh, yeah, boys, okay.
I reckon it'll be a humble jib. It'll be, yep, you suck.
Or will he be throwing those chimes around in the air?
The chimes are gone. We haven't heard from the chimes.
Yeah,
for
they've
a while.
Been fucked.
Bring
off
him back, Pedro,
ago.
Please.
So he just loses every fucking week.
Bro, as we fucking speak, Learning to Fly is into $2.90. Literally, that just changed then.
Wow.
Someone has just fucking pounded that.
Wow.
Coin in.
Righto. So who are we going to hear from first? Should we hear from Pedro? Oh, just go the normal route.
Yeah, just go whoever's getting
Keto, hits. Pedro, Rocket.
Righto.
Reginald, there's been no sighting of Group 1 Keto as of yet. Very slow out of the gates thus far and really didn't travel last week with the snaffle bit on. The new Quinella strategy. Throw on that fucker, clean out the stable too. And let's get back to what I know best, backing the best horse in the race. Gay and Adrian trained Tropical Squall, first up on Saturday. Won't be at its peak, but class will prevail. Last year's Group 1 Flight Stakes winner, defeating Kimochi that day, has trialled the house down recently, and you can expect to be looking the winner a long way out. The Punter. Adam Hieronymus is riding in great form and boasts an unbelievable record in the minimal Group 1 opportunities he's had, winning strike rate 50%, 75% the place. Tropical Squall, currently around the $8 mark, five units on the snot. Until next week, happy punting, stay safe.
The boys are feeling tropical!
Yeah, fuck it, oath. And we know, we just know, if I'm serious, if there's not another bet coming in here from your dad.
From Squall.
You'll eat your hat.
There's going to, I don't know, like there'll be a bet on it though, surely.
Yeah.
You could nearly guarantee it.
At least one.
For good reason.
Going on it. Do you reckon that the odds of that should be shorter than Storm Boy?
$1.10.
Yeah.
Right, here we go. The leader of the pack.
The leader.
The big dog.
The red producer.
All right. Let's do some G1 racing. Coming off the back of last week. Let's keep this momentum flying. Randwick Race 8, the Saran Stakes, 1,400 metres. Righto, the boys. I am sticking four units on number 3, Kimochi. Sure, five-legger will pronounce that properly. Number 3, Kimochi. Thanks to Bluebet, spending about $6. Great form. Jason Collette on the back. Fucking nice. I like this horse. Four units on that. And with my remaining one unit, I've black booked this horse, and I have no fucking reason why I cannot remember it. So I'm going to stick one unit on number 6, Cristilli, to place. Zach Lloyd on for the back. thanks to Blue Bets, paying about $4.60 to place.
Nice.
So because I black booked it and I have no fucking idea when, but 1 unit on that. There it is, boys. 4 units Kimochi, 1 unit Castilli to place.
That's good.
Cheers, boys. Attack.
Oh, glorious.
That is so good.
So I really like that bet too, because Kimochi, so before last week when it won, beat Learning to Fly by a Nose, I remember him saying on the broadcast going, oh, you know, it's finally won a race, because it had, last week it had had 9 starts, 1 win, 5 seconds and 3/3.
Nice.
So it was like he's finally got there, because he just kept, and you just mentioned it before, it beat Kimochi. And then Keto mentioned it beat Kimochi, because everything was fucking beaten.
I probably don't look enough at those sort of things for these Group 1 races, like a place, like something about that, like the value in a place.
Yeah, I did
think that, but I just went,
oh, is there something about winning?
But now he's won. He's won first up. Maybe he's fucking got the feeling for winning, you know?
He's got a taste and a desire.
Surely he had that. Do you know how Carl Barron does that joke about the strike face? Like when you get a strike and you spin around, you get that smug smile. He's like, oh, well, boys, let's keep it rolling.
Pedro has a saying, and he says when he's like fucking balls deep in beers and you just hit that little groove, he has BGs playing in his head. He would have had Bee Gees playing in his head the whole week. The Bee Gees. Bit of Staying Alive as he's strutting around. That would have been
amazing. You can tell I'm
That's his analogy for it.
Beautiful.
Righto, let's hear from
Barbs
or
let's Rocket. Get
tropical. Oh, fuck. Sorry. Rocket.
It's got boys, punters, Queenslanders, Rockets, Ruffies, raring to go. We're off to Randwick for our Group 1 bet this week, race 8, the Drinkwater Surround Stakes. Horse 1, Tropical Squall. Waterhouse Bot Train, 3-year-old brown filly. She'll be coming out of gate 2, so it's a matter of catch her if you can. 3 units for a win, paying $7.50. Same race for our other 2 units for a place at $4.20. Horse 11, Arctic Glamour.
Oh, yes.
3-year-old bay filly, Kay McAvoy on board. Jump on them, stay hard.
Yeah,
nice betting. I love
that. Is nice betting. Very nice.
That's good, because Arctic Glamour will get back, and then Squall will be up front.
So he's at each end.
Yeah,
burning the candle from both.
Beautiful. Fucking oath. Righto. What are
the bananas got for us?
What are these two units? What are the bananas got for us?
Reggie's. The Group 1 race this week is the Surround Stakes for 3-year-old fillies. Very important race for these fillies. Provides a little bit of black type Group 1 to their name, and it'll probably mean millions later on to them. So, you know, you can see why it's chased fairly heavily, these sort of races, by all the big name trainers. And this race is no different to that. I've come up with one that I think will improve out of sight. Had a pretty average ride and run by J-Mac last start.
It's gotta be Tiz.
Tiz Invincible I'm talking about. But he went back and then he was sort of half carting, Learning to Fly, come back behind him, kicked up and got a much easier run and beat her home a couple of lengths. But look, I see from a better gate this week, J-Mac not making the same mistakes. I think she'll be up on the speed or just behind the speed, getting a good run. And I expect her to improve out of sight. And I think she's way overs. I'm going to have 3 units to win, 2 units to place. Tiz Invincible. And I think that's a very safe bet. Good luck. And remember, the more ya.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Sort of just reinforced everything I was going with the barrier last week and all that.
Yeah.
Way better barrier. Should be up there, midfield. Let's fucking pray. Righto, Barbs.
Reggies, well, before I start this week's Group 1 segment, just want to say a big congratulations to Pedro. This segment really don't mean fuck all anymore now that you're 45,000 units in front with your mammoth trifecta there last week. We're all off the bit chasing and running for second, mate, but you've pulled your pants down. You've done a number on us early in the piece here, and well done, mate. More power to you. Congratulations. Good
He's
win.
He's fucking got no
probably a fucking
this
decent sniff for captain of the week. I don't know how we missed that on the Tuesday show, lads. Well, my pick this week for the Group 1 segment, three to choose from, and I thought the Guineas is pretty dominated by Riff Rocket. The Very Elegant Stakes are sort of dominated by Fangirl, so that fuck it, we'll go to the Surround Stakes in Sydney.
Yeah, I like it, eh?
Race 8, the Surround Stakes, and I'm going with number 10 here, boys, Roll On High. This Moody Coleman trained daughter of Seamus Awards first up. Finished off last campaign with a brilliant win in a listed race, beating the 1,000 Guineas Quinella in Jolly Star and Komochi. Barrier 11 here, but she does get back.
Very good.
I think there'll be plenty of pressure on up front with the likes of Tropical Squall and Learning to Fly, and I think she can storm over the top of them late. Billy Egan sticks fat. He's going up the rider. And, I think she's way over the odds here, boys. At $14.380 on Bluebet at the time of recording. This filly shouldn't be that sort of price in this race. Is first up, but I did hear Moody say during the week somewhere that she's had a lot of work at home going Sydney way instead of about three trials for this race. So she should be as fit as a fiddle. I'll be having 2 units to win and three units to place. Randwick, race 8, number 10, Roll On High. Like I said, 2 units at $14 and 3 units at the place at $380. Keep it stiff, lads. Happy punting.
That is a great bet.
Does he fucking understand that if that wins, he'll be in front of Pedro?
In front.
Yeah, pretty much.
But I just mean, like, this is way too early to be saying that. Like,
he's throwing the towel in a bit.
Because he's 53 units behind Pedro.
Yeah.
Pedro hasn't backed Roll On High. If that gets up,
yeah, he's pretty much
fucking level with it.
Yeah,
so don't get yourself out.
Just fucking throws the tail in.
Great bet, though.
Fuck's sake, tucks the tail between the legs. Where's your fucking Queensland spirit? Oh, you're from fucking Victoria.
Oh, wow.
Just ripped
the poly.
Back to the horse, that Roll On High. Why hasn't Moody given it a run? Why is it first up?
Have been trialing.
It's had three trials. And it's won two of them, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, fair enough.
I don't know. So very promising.
I just keep looking at it now and going, why haven't I backed that?
You know? I have.
Oh, it's first up. That's my excuse. Oh, no, it's had three trials.
I was literally ready to say at the end of this, surely, like, how have I only fucking picked this out?
Barbary.
And Barbary has backed me as well, so...
It must be a red-headed thing.
Fucking, yeah, it's a ginger connection. It's going to be 100% pure red reds. Yeah,
it's going to be a fucking great race.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm so keen.
I'm glad that he has done that. Saw the other two that were, like, you know, real heavy favourites in there and brought one to a bit of an open field. I think I really like that.
Button sort of nailed it too because it's a three-year-old fillies race. Whoever wins this, it means so much for them going forward because when they retire and have... I've won a Group 1.
That's very true.
Very, very good.
Exciting race.
It's going to be a very exciting race. I just can't believe that move, 340 to 290 while we're recording. Fucking hell. Someone's just launched. Or Neesham has just given it the biggest pump up of all time that we've missed. We'll move into the Old Boys versus Young Guns segment, eh?
Ladies and gentlemen, the Old Boys versus
the Young Guns.
We're taking on our fathers each week.
Yes.
Well, all six of us will have 5 units, but it's the combined ROI that we go with at the end.
How's it going so far, mate?
We're going all right.
Are we?
Yeah.
Thank fuck Pedro didn't have Hayasugi in the Old Boys versus
so
Young Guns.
So we're still down 11 units.
Yeah.
But... we're not down 45 units, so they're yet to get off the mark, the boys.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Look, I'm not lipping.
I was just
asking how it was going, because I'm not doing the spready.
I am dead even. I'm on 0 units.
Yep.
Because I backed Bodyguard that first week.
Yeah.
And then, you two combined has got us to minus 11.7. But then them three combined is just minus 15, 15, 15, 45. So, but hey, they'll get off the mark this week. I'm feeling
confident with mine.
Yeah, me too.
Even hearing the other boys' bets and the way the show's sort of gone, I'm very happy with mine here.
Just hope you boys have something bit safe. I'll just drop that.
Shit. Nah, mine's pretty. Yeah, I'm confident.
I'm very confident, but it's just a bit of a swang at the same time.
Nah, I've got a nice solid one.
Yeah, confident swang for me, actually.
I've just got. I wouldn't even call mine a swing. I just feel like it's a calculated fucking straight off
jab.
The marker.
Calculated
yeah.
jab.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Even a double up jab, right cross, even.
Yeah, righto. Well,
maybe a body shot.
We've got 3 minutes till Roper's Greyhound. Oh,
just going to say that.
I'm just going to do my bets.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to go back to Vegas, boys.
Yep.
Go back to Vegas. 2 units on the Broncos-Roosters game.
Yep.
I'm going to have Broncos to win. This is another just real tough one that took me ages. Broncos to win, just head-to-head. Dean Mariner to score, Daniel Tupou to score. So nice. That's I'm going to have 3 units on that. You're getting $7.75 for that.
Wow. You could put that on in your sleep and it's a great bet.
No booster or anything, $7.75. And then I'm going to go and have 2 units to win, Randwick Race 10, number 2, Cole Crusher. So 1,300 metres second up. He's now 4 from 5 at 1,300 metres. He's had 5 goes at it. He's won 4 times. The only thing I was tossing up was the barrier. So how much fuel does he have to use to get to the front? Because he'll get to the front. He's out of barrier 12. So that was sort of what I was tossing up. But, hey, I mean, we're just picking at shit here.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
If he gets out, gets across easy, he'll be very hard to beat. So it was that, or I was thinking, oh, I'll do like a fucking Broncos, Rabbits, I'll go to the EPL and put fucking Liverpool, and I'm going, fuck that.
Keep it simple.
Let's go to what we know. So I'm having 2 units at $4.60 on the Crusher. So like we said before, we're on a soft 5 at Randwick. The wetter, the better for him.
Judge because, 5, yep.
Yeah, sorry. Judge 5.
Get wash it right. Your mouth out.
Wetter, the better, because he runs well on anything.
Yep.
But not every horse runs well on everything. Yeah, yeah. So you want it to suit him more than the others. So he's won 4 races on a heavy track, and then he's won races on a Jarch track. And
so
he's won
send
races
it down,
on a,
Huey.
That's what I reckon. Mm. Heavier the better.
Yeah, we're on a klutzy.
Yeah, yeah, we do want a nice, big, heavy cunt of a track. Righto, well, that's me. That's me for the old boys.
Well, how are we looking for the great? Grape is
yeah,
great.
Should we got a little one, break and watch the grape?
We got 1 minute.
Right, well, talk him into it, mate.
Yeah, I will.
Talk
I will,
it. Steer him right into
oh,
it.
There they are. They're going to the barrier. The look barrier. At him, number 2 there.
Ooh.
Dapto Race 8. Wait for it. 297 metres. And the race is called the Ryan's Cleaning Service. My given name is Ryan, for those of you who think it's Groper.
He wasn't born grabbing tits.
That's right. I was named Ryan at birth. So
I reckon he would have been
he's a
born
dog.
Grabbing tits. Like
he's
a cunt.
Yeah.
It's a dog out of box 2.
Oh.
Now...
The prison stripes.
I don't mind this, Gropes, because the dog in box 1 is paying $71, so hopefully it's got fucking arthritis and doesn't start well and we ping to the inside.
Or just runs through the fence. Hopefully it doesn't run right.
I'll just let you fucking take over.
Go, mate.
Because that's what I've said. I said it's a big rough cunt.
Oh, it's come in a bit.
It has. So, yeah, I actually watched his last start over the 297 at Adapto.
You've even done 4.
Oh, I know.
Who does 4 on dogs?
He was in box 3, and if he was – he flew the start. It was perfect, but he just got held out by one of the inside dogs.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking box 2, number 1's paying $30. Surely he can just fucking – get to the front, and over 297, I mean, you want to be in front straight away, don't you?
You need – this is one where, like, you know those 500s or even the 600s if it is a thing, like those sort of races, you can afford a little mishap and catch them up again.
Hopefully
but this one,
home.
This is like get out hard and whoever's
– the best jump wins.
Yeah, pretty much.
Fuck, I've done what I did last week and I hadn't actually put the fucking bet on.
Oh.
It's on now.
So what
did
right,
so
you
get it at?
Box 2, one dog's paying $31. I hope he misses the start and big rock star fucking
Cabello.
I didn't even say the name then until now.
Early speed, what's it got us here? Ooh.
He'll be right.
It's saying one is blown out to
here
81.
We go, green light.
Come on. Come on, the 2.
Ping. Oh, he has not pinged.
Got, he's not bad.
He's mustering, but he has not pinged.
Oh, no. Is this a fucking whippet or a greyhound?
He's Look, coming on the inside.
Nah, the seven. The six is in our way.
Yeah, oh, he's gone.
Oh, hello. Come on the inside. No. Fuck, he's run second.
Got a second.
Just didn't fucking get out in time. What was the seven? Was it the fave?
I don't know.
Can't remember.
Yeah, it was.
Was it?
$2.40 favourite.
Oh.
Wasn't a bad run.
No.
If you ain't first.
So, hey, we've gone some crook ones where they've just been that shit. It's not funny.
At least he was sort of
half. At least he ran second then.
And you've had a winner.
He just missed the start slightly, didn't he?
Yeah, didn't ping.
Just missed the start
slightly. They pinged a lot better out wide and got in front of me.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway,
tough.
We move on. I just can't wait for that next time we get a winner.
Oh. Fuck, we were up and about it.
Oh, as if we wouldn't be. We literally talked it into it too.
How's Pedro last Friday, when he hears the show, sends me a fucking bet slip from, he goes, this dog was running while you were recording last night, and it was a winner, and it was called Tequila Tommy.
Oh.
And
I went,
after we'd won on the Tommy the week before,
I said,
did ya? Just send me that. Anyway, so I've done my bets for the Old Boys Young Guns, so who wants to go?
Right, take it away, Tommy.
Like I said before, I'm pretty happy with this multi. It's a three-legger. I'm also heading to Vegas for one leg, and I'm putting all five units on this. One footy leg, two horse legs.
Oh,
first leg, I'm going just Broncos to win in Vegas. I just really like it at $1.60. Pretty confident in that one. And then, like pretty much everyone else has had a stab at, we're going to Randwick Race 7 Fangirl to win, paying $1.55. Last start was super impressive, and I'm backing her to just steam home over the top of them. Last leg, going to Flemington Race 6, another will. Button, I think, chucked it in his place multi. I just like the look of it, man. I reckon it should give the other horses a hiding. It's paying $1.65. Those three legs combined give you $4.09 thanks to Bluebet, and I'll be putting all five units on.
That is a safety.
That is fucking safe. I feel confident as fuck now. So beautiful. I'm heading to Vegas like we all have.
Back to fucking last.
Before I even listen, I haven't listened to Pedro's, obviously, and before we even listen now, I don't think it's going to take a fucking rocket scientist to know that he'll be heading to Vegas as well for this segment. I've tried to beat him at his own game before with the EPL five-legger, hence my name. Didn't work. One thing I remember is him liking to do the try-score and multi when there's two games on. He does one from each team.
Yeah.
So the old four-legger try-score. So with that, I'm having a bit of a fucking swing here.
Yeah, nice.
So I'm fucking glad you got something safe. First leg, Johnston anytime. Second leg, Garrick anytime. Onto second game, Cobbo anytime. And then Tupo anytime.
Are you, so you're throwing the Cobbo eggs all in?
Yes.
Garrick, Cobbo don't centres score. Garrick, you're going.
Centres Garrick. Ooh. I think he is a shoo-in.
So I like the Cobbo bet, but I've done this before where I've put the same bet in a couple
I honestly segments. Thought, should I put Cobbo in, like, out of this one because of the other bet? And then I went, live by the sword, die by the sword.
Yeah, actually,
Garrick's not too bad because the Rabbitohs centres aren't.
That's what I was thinking.
But I'm just not going up against such great defensive Garrick centres. But anyway, that's what's it paying, bro?
$31. So I'm just going the one unit on that.
I was going to say, are you having five on
just,
that?
Just the one unit on that. And boys.
Your dad would add five.
Remember Jack?
What?
No, you probably don't remember this one because he's a four-year-old gelding racing this weekend at Randwick Race 3.
Is that
number
its
one,
name?
Remember Jack. He's got three wins under his belt, and his last start, he pulled up lame in July last year. So he's had plenty of time in the paddock and ran some great trials since. He's won two from three. Loves the 1,000-meter sprint. Jumped from barrier 13 this weekend.
Shit.
Don't think it'll trouble him. We got Nash Rilla on board.
Big
We're getting
dash.
$11 for the win. So my last four units, I'm going two each way. Right. So $3, $10 the place, $11 for the win, two each way.
Big beautiful. Forget Jill. Ready to rip in.
You've just sat there thinking about the whole time. Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't even listen to the bet or why you put it on.
Like, I can't wait to fucking rip this one.
I can't wait to say forget Jill at the end of this.
I am hilarious.
Well, right. Hopefully that comes off. We've had a good, I think that's a good variety, swing, safe.
Just, yeah, horses, Vegas, horses, Vegas, horses, Vegas.
Yeah, we've got a lot of horses in Vegas.
Yes.
Well, if we didn't go heavy Vegas this show, what the fuck are we doing here?
Yeah, who are we?
The Broncos are in Vegas.
Mm. Yes. That is great
they
omen.
Are horses.
Yes. Wild ones.
Yeah.
Righto. Keats.
Here we go.
Can they do it? Can they get off the mark? Can they just back fucking Stormboy, all of them?
All of them put fucking five units each on Stormboy.
Do you reckon they'll swing again here?
Oh. Sure. Yes. Well, you know Pedro will.
Yeah. He, no matter what, that cunt swings.
Is he going to? I can't wait to see.
Four or five legs.
Yeah, I'm keen to see what
if he's
got.
He's gone the four, like, try score from each team. Yeah. That's going to be that good.
Yeah. Reginald's. I can feel some juju old boy action about to blow, boys. So look out. It's going to take us a little longer to gain fitness through this preseason, but we'll be there when the whips are cracking at the finish line. Mark my words. Keto's blue bet old boy is heading to Randwick on Saturday, race 10, the Liverpool City Cup over 1,300 metres.
Oh,
I'm backing this horse for one reason. Matty Dunn wins the last in Sydney every week. To the point he's taken over the mantle Willie Pike once held in always winning the Get Out Stakes the last of the day. Ramick, race 10, number one, Cepheus. Multiple Group 2 winner. First up record is sound. Couple of nice easy trials. Nash, Bepanthem, Rawilla aboard. Does prefer Rose Hill over Randwick, but I think this horse represents good value. Cole Crusher has to come from the car park to lead, so there could be some exceptional pace in this race.
And he will.
Set that up for a big Seth to come over the top of him. At the juicy odds of $15, old boy Keats will be having five units on the beak. Happy fun. Come on, the old boys.
Fuck yeah.
This is what this fucking segment is about.
That's good. Going head to head.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I was thinking, fuck, he's going to cancel this out and go Cole Crusher. But
That's good. I like that.
That's prime.
Well done. Here we go. I'm fucking excited to hear what the producer is going.
The producer of Five Legger.
G'day, Reggies. Well, Pedro's picks are ready to fire. Oh, boys, let's smash them. Four units, lads. I'm whacking on a two-leg same-game multi.
Boom.
And definitely I'm going to the Broncos game in Vegas. So just before you say yes, that's right, a two-leg. Two-leg, same-game multi. Jesse Arthur's anytime try scorer, Brendan Piekura. Two guns, massive season. That. It's paying $12.
What?
So I'm going to keep it short and sweet for this game. Four units on that. And then I'm having a swing with my last unit. I've got one unit on a four-leg multi. One try scorer from each team.
Fucking done it.
So here we go. Jacob Gowguy anytime. Ben Trbojevic anytime. Billy Smith anytime.
Jesus Christ.
And Jesse Arthurs.
This thing's digits. Easily.
I think Gowguy's going to have a breakout year. Yeah, Ben Trbojevic is running on back row. Little short ball from Brooks. Boom. Billy Smith, great player. And we've all talked about Jesse Arthurs' season last year. Cracker.
107.
Thanks to Bluebet.
Oh, it
is. That is
too.
Paying about $100.
Oh,
so, one unit on that. Fuck yeah. Oh, boys. Fucking crush him.
Oh, yeah. That, fuck you cannot off. Tell me that that first bet across all punting isn't fucking value. $12, $12, no result. That's a winger and the second roller to run over either Kiri or fucking Sam Walker.
I'm fact checking him.
I'm going to get on that myself.
Is
if that's
is he right?
Yep.
Man, that's a fucking, that is value out the hole.
Fuck me.
I think it's just extreme value in Piekura.
It is $3.75.
Yeah, because you look at who's defending him, man.
You know what I love?
That's right.
I love that he's done what you did and he's put Arthurs in both. Because now we just need Arthurs not to score.
Roll an ankle or something.
Oh, no, come on. I wouldn't go that far as a Bronx fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Keto's gone. fucking head-to-head with you.
And pretty much the same thing's happened.
It's pretty much the same.
Because he's gone four different try scorers.
Yeah, completely different.
Oh, pride.
Wow.
What's Rocket doing
fucking
here?
Fucking Barbs is trying to call me, this cunt.
Oh, fucking hell, he's red hot. I reckon his ears are tingling from that fucking flogging you give him.
Yeah,
earlier.
He heard it
his
from
ass
you,
stinging.
Fuck me.
Feed me, you cunt. You had me chained up for 3 days.
Right, let's hear from fucking Rocket.
What's Rodney?
What did you do again?
I had a couple of horses, actually. I have a feeling he'll go to the horses, Rocket.
Righto, let's hope that it's against you somehow.
Yeah.
Oh, wouldn't that be
sticks of the
boys, punters, Queenslanders, Rockets, Ruffies, raring to go. She's old boys first to stamp collectors. We're off to Randwick on Saturday, race 5. We're going to have 5 units on a box trifecta.
Oh,
horses wow. 1, 10 and 13. Horse 1, Redstone Well, J-Mac on board. Horse 10, Louisville, Tommy Berry on board. And horse 13, Sky Out, Regan Bayless on board.
Oh, he's
jump
the jockey.
On them, stay hard.
So that's Randwick race 5.
Yep.
Over the 2,000 metres, we got
Barry Bayless and fucking
Redstone
J-Mac.
Well, yeah.
Three great jockeys.
Louisville. That's a nice bet. I like Louisville as a bet.
All 5 on it too.
Yeah.
Ballsy.
Fucking hell. The boys are, they're definitely trying to.
No, if that fucking $100 multi comes off, oh, that'll be it.
That would be insane.
End of.
All right, Bob.
I'll fucking burn the place down.
Oi, mate, if that happens, I'll just start swinging harder.
Yeah, yeah, it's like, right, 100, I'm going to go 200.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well done, boys. That is a big variety. Obviously, Vegas heavy.
Vegas heavy. I'll tell you who's got their work cut out for them, and that's the bloke with no phone. Because normally, as soon as I'll get bets or as soon as Quinn gets bets, we forward them. The recording straight to Gilly so he
early
can start,
on the day.
Start filling out the fucking filling out the bet slips.
Yeah.
So just but not he has late
that,
Thursday.
So you reckon that post might be a bit later?
Nah.
Posted,
he'll
bro.
Get a fucking
he'll
dump.
Get a ton.
He will like no. Stop.
It's Adam's nephew we're talking about here.
Yeah, I forgot about
any
that.
Any doubt of his lineage.
Well, as usual, I had a fucking cracking
fucking
time on the
great
show.
Mate, I'm having so good, it's great fun.
Loving this the punch show each week more and more, eh?
It's just because you put your nuts on the line and have to have a stab, it's just good watching everyone's bet happen.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Like, in the races and go, all right, eh?
There's
heaps too. Goes. Yeah.
So there's going to be about fucking 8 or 9 bets to follow on Sunday.
Yeah, oh, mate, there'll be cunts going everywhere.
Some we'll just be going, oh, we had him fucking, oh, yeah, we had him.
The problem that happens, man, that because I've been known to get a bit excited early in the season, and sometimes I think most multis on one game has been like 3 or 4 on the one game, just silly sort of stuff. But what happens when you do that is it's fucked because you get one leg from each cunt.
Yeah.
But very exciting stuff. Footy's kicking off.
Keen for Sunday.
Yeah.
We'll wrap it up. We'll see you Wednesday morning for the sports show. Big wrap up of Vegas and all that, obviously.
Shout out to Bluebet. Download the fucking app. Get behind the true blue Aussie bookie, baby.
That's right.
All the best.
Good.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.